R-E-Z. J4 R-E-Z, clear.
Nobody answers you, so I'll tell you what I do. I go to the BRA or site online. It's got a place where you check or recheck in, and do it there. That's what I do.
You have to check me in, KF4. I'll hang around anyway. Well, check me in, KF4. I'll hang out for you. I'll check you in anyway, KF4.
Yeah, I'm not the net control. We're all waiting for just a few minutes, but I thought you were wondering how you do it. I first thought you did it online on the radio, too, then went to the BRA or a site and see they got a link you check on early check-ins. So anyhow, the net will be here in just a little bit, just two more minutes. W4, Fox, Charlie, Mike, and Traveler's Rest standing by.
There's not a around here. My family won't get me to get trained, so I got to do it the old-fashioned way.
There we go. Both ways work. That's the neat thing about it. So that'll be here in just a second, I'm sure.
This is a cat. All right, sir.
WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. 3 Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina state line near Highway 276. 3 Peter is located at an elevation of 3,500 feet. 3 Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. So as an added convenience, you can check in via APRS message sent to W4DJW. You can also check in by Echolink node 545072, and you can also check in early on the BRARS website. There in the header bar is a early check-in button that you can select to check in. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Substance or bulletins for the net. If so, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Doesn't look like there is any traffic or announcements, so we will proceed with the net and the roll call portion of the net. However, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. However, since we have the new early check-ins, I'm going to go ahead and read those off so that those who are standing by waiting, if they so choose to be, they will be recognized. Firstly, I will recognize my wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, who is sitting in the other room. And then on the early check-ins, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest, as well as his wife, Isla, W4IEI. Thank you for checking in, Fred, if you're listening. And then we have Ross, KV4RV, in Taylor's, Jason, KD2RKN, in Williamston, and Jerry, N4DJC, in Anderson. So far, these are all of the early check-ins that are listed, and there are no others. Since I checked earlier, a few minutes ago.
Thank you, Paul. Please check in. Kilo, India 4, Mike Camino, remember? Now, maybe you'll hear me, maybe you won't. KR4, MLN, Tower of Alden, Farview, negative, negative.
Net control, that station that just attempted to check in. You were down in the noise and I could not pull you out. Can you move and repeat?
I'm down in the noise too, so KR4, QM, India 4, Mike, New November. You're in the noise too. Your signal's kind of crummy, so I'm not sure if Mike still acts here or if. Let's try this again. QM, India 4, Mike, New November. We will be negative, negative.
Kilo India 4, Foxtrot November, is that correct?
India 4, Mike, November. Mike, November. Your signal is just as bad as mine, so I'm trying to pull you out. KI4MLN. Conditions, I don't know if there's thunder storms out there or not. I didn't catch the report, but I think there is. Kilo, India 4, Mike, Lima, November. See if you got it this time. You got it?
I got KI4MLN, Kilo, India 4, Mike, Lima, November. Is that correct?
Thunder storms out there, am I correct?
You just said something, I didn't catch it. Can you repeat that as well as your name and location?
This location, Baldwin. I think there's thunderstorms out there, but I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I got you. KI4MLN there in Malden. Thanks for checking in tonight, Al. Appreciate it.
I'm assuming there's thunderstorms.
W2MJB net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hopefully those thunderstorms will hold off until after the net is over with so that we can all get checked in over the mobile with versus the handhelds tonight. With that, I'd like to ask for new hams, if there's any new hams out there waiting to check in. If you would like to check in now, please check in with me and I'll get you in the net. New hams only. Please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there's no new hams out there, so we'll go ahead and pick up the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Yep, W2MJB, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Gem, over in Jonesville, South Carolina. Be negative and negative. Just listen.
That's Jim in, I think he said, Jonesville, South Carolina, and his call sign is KW4TS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful evening and stay safe out there and try to avoid the storm that's coming through. With that, we will go ahead and start the RF check-in. Tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed mucked and we'll all be negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right and staying safe out there. 73s.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JB, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel, this is Brian in Greenville, and I will be negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter now. That was a good group of check-ins. First off, we have KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, as well as Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick. Appreciate it. Then we have Dave, David in Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. And then there's another Dave in Greer, W4DJW, our net manager. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And then I have Brian in Greenville, and make sure I have your call sign correct because he didn't come up in my log. I'm sure you've checked in before, but KO4BVH, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Victor Hotel. Is that correct, Brian?
Correct.
Thank you for for that confirmation. That's KL4BVH. Welcome to the net if you haven't checked in before, and we're here every 9 and 9 o'clock. With that, are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. In Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Juliet Tango. Ray in Simpsonville, and check me in and out, please.
2MJB. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, thanks.
JB. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville, no traffic, no comment.
Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylors, negative and negative, over.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. Thank you for checking in tonight, Warren. And KD4H, JT, Ray, here in Simpsonville, checking in and out tonight. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ray. And then we also have KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in, Harry. Gratefully, you're, I think, probably a little bit farther north of the main weather that's coming through tonight. So stay safe and stay dry. Then we have K4GAT, Mike, another neighbor here in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. And then W4FHJ, Gene and Taylors. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Gene. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel group for the time being, so we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
W2MJB, Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, K4KAE. This is Alice Ken Taylor. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everyone.
Good evening, KI4. KPQR, North Carolina. Be listening. Same to speaking.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John in Parrish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone. Say hello to Miss Wendy for me.
MJB. Hello, India 4. Lima. Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to recognize KK4JFO. James, they're in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thank you for coming along and checking in tonight, James. then K4KAE, Alice and Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alice. Then we have our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, there in Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. And then we have John on Paris Mountain, one of the, get my mind going straight here, KE4JRK. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And you're coming through a lot clearer now. I guess you're still using that handheld Yagi, so appreciate you checking in tonight, John. And lastly, I have KI4LZI, Andy, there on Table Rock. Thanks for checking in tonight, Andy. And then there was a station up in North Carolina. If you can recheck and give me your name, location again, and give me a clue. You were down in the noise a little bit, and I wasn't able to pull it out. So if you can recheck, I would appreciate it.
I'm so sorry, sir. Kilo India 4, Kilo Papa, Quebec, Arden, North Carolina, right here by the Asheville Airport. My name is Ben, KI4KPQ. Just check Ben and out, sir.
Ben, I got you there in Arden, North Carolina. That's, I didn't get the last letter. I got KI4KP, and I think it was T. Can you confirm if that is a Tango on the last letter?
Quebec? That would be Quebec.
It's a Q.
So KI4KPQ?
Yes, sir, that's it. I just need to get an antenna up a little bit taller. Thank you very much for calling the net. You stay safe down that way. Talk to you later, sir. KI4KPQ.
MJB NEC, control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter NEC, officially recognizing Ben in Arden as KI4KPQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ben, and for your patience with me in getting and listening and hearing your call sign. With that, any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or NEC control.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize WA4KC, Juan, here in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Juan. It's good to hear you on the radio. Looks like that's it for the India through Lima group, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson, no traffic. Good evening, everybody on the net.
And a Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Mac and Easley. And I'll be in and out. Good evening to everyone on the net.
I'm Jeff P. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
W2MJB. In and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K8MG, Mike in Easley. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mike. And then K4OIM, Walton Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. And lastly, K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Thanks for checking in tonight, Pat. And I think Walt was in and out tonight. Thanks for checking in, all three of you. There was a station that came through but was way down in the noise. If you can move a little bit and recheck, I'll try to get you in the log. Make sure you use your phonetic alphabet so that I can pull you out of the noise a little bit better than just with the with the normal way of saying the call sign.
Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson, with no traffic. Good evening, everybody on the name.
MJB, thank you for James there and Anderson for rechecking with your phonetics. That time I got you KD4OTW. Appreciate you rechecking and checking in with me tonight from Anderson. Any other check-ins, Mike, through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. Check-in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, no comment, no traffic. Our regards to Wendy.
And KC4SKD, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. Fred, and also my wife Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Mark. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, John and Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, John, and wishing well to Wendy. I'll let her know. And then I have, I think, Mike and Rhonda. I think I messed up on your call signs. I know you checked in with me before, and but they didn't come up. And I got KC4SJD and KG4HAN. I think those are completely wrong. If you can recheck when I get done, I would appreciate it. And then I have K4RM, Fred, in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Mary, N4MRY. Thank you for checking in, Fred, and bringing your wife along with you. Mike, if you can recheck your wife and yourself in, I would appreciate it.
My call is Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. And my name is Larry. Rhonda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. We're in Easley, South Carolina.
JB, thank you, Larry. Sorry with messing up your name. My brain seems to only be able to take in a little bit of information at a time. And mixing up call signs and names sometimes is too much for my mind. Larry, KC4SKD in Easley, and Rhonda, his wife, KG4AHS. Thank you for your patience, Larry, and rechecking. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful evening tonight and stay dry and watch out for the storms coming through tonight. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB, Oscar being out of turn, would you please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you, Miss Wendy, and good evening to all. No traffic, no comments.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize Sid, W4IOE, in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for coming along, and we'll take your check-in anytime, even though you may be a little late turning the radio on tonight. I appreciate it and appreciate your check-ins, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful evening there in the wonderful state of North Carolina. With that, looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango. We'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund, and I'll be negative and negative, and you're doing a fine job this evening.
JB. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4BWA, Steve and Inman. Thank you, Steve, for the vote of confidence, and appreciate you coming along and checking in tonight. And then we have K4VKN, Alan and Piedmont. Thank you for checking in tonight, Alan. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. That's it for uniform through Zulu, but we looks like we have another Echolink station up. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI-4. KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court, South Carolina. Just checking us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Staying in and staying well. 73 to everybody on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing Jerry KI4KCX. Checking in on via Echolink node, and he'll be checking in and out. They're in Gray Court, one of our neighbors here at Simpsonville. Thanks for coming along, Jerry, and checking in with me tonight, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful evening. With that, we will open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
It's moving fast.
JB, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's, and no comments, no traffic tonight.
Like recognize KO4 ACA, Bill in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Question.
Yeah, I'm thinking about starting my own net, totally different from this. I do it on HF, and it's like a trivia net. Do I need to get permission from the person who actually owns the repeater?
I think you do need to organize that with the owner of the repeater. I don't know if it's an official FCC requirement, but just from the standpoint of being recognizing the owner and being politically correct, I think that would be the correct thing to do. W4DJW, do you have a comment on that question?
That is correct, Mark. Yeah, that's the correct answer. You do need to check with the owner of the repeater or the club that runs the repeater just to make sure that they're okay with it. They know what you're doing. They know what's going on. They're in the loop. W4DJW, back to net control.
D4, is it? Yeah, I was just curious because there's a net that I was running on HF, and it was called the Trivia Net. It was based more about music, but a lot of trivia stuff. And I was just thinking, I don't know, we'll figure out a time slot. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and everybody can interact with it. On HF, it's like a big hit. So, I mean, 2 meters a little bit different, but it's just a thought. So I was just inquiring. Thank you so much. KJ4, is it?
JB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're welcome. I'm glad we were able to answer your question. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Okay, this is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing, securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net. However, there are no one listed for the RAG 2, so I'll just take this minute to give you a little spill. Spent yesterday all day and part of today down in Seneca helping some of those individuals down there with the hurricane or the tornado cleanup. And the areas that I saw didn't look like there was a lot of homes completely destroyed, just some damage. I did see one home with some severe roof damage, but there's a lot of damage down there with trees. Trees pushed over. It's incredible. So if y'all feel like you have the need to go help, I'm sure that they could use your help. Just gotta abide by the state governor's request and CDC guidelines as far as keeping your 6-foot distance from everybody and also wearing a face mask. But I'm sure that there's an organization here in the county, Pickens County, or in the area of Seneca you can get a hold of to go down and help. There's a lot of work to be done down there, and so if you feel you have some free time in the coming week while you're off work due to the virus, if you're off work due to the virus, please think about volunteering to help those people out down there in that area. With that, I'll give one last call for check-ins before closing the net. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Just made it. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Golf Foxtrot Uniform. It's KG4GFU. The name is John. And location is Pelzer. Greetings to you and everyone else out there. Stay safe. Eat lots of soup and cornbread and whatever else. I'll be negative and negative. Whatever.
I just teasing.
W2 MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KG4GFU, John, in Pelzer. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control.
Control, KN4RJN, question.
JN, go ahead with your question.
Kill the virus? I just wondered.
No, it just makes your women fat.
Kills virus.
Does not appear that cornbread kills the virus. Unfortunately, I'm sure that people with cornbread and corn sales would go up if that was the case. Any other comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Hey, Mark, you should lighten up a little bit, buddy.
JB? Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. Over here in Fountain Inn, be negative and negative. And 73 is to you and everybody on the net. And only thing cornbread is good for is to stop up the arteries. And I'm on a different radio and tell me what it sounds like.
W2MJB, net control. Kevin, cut you in the lock. KN4UBG there in Fountain Inn. Your new radio sounded great. You came through. There was no noise that I could tell, so I would say that you've got a good setup there with what you purchased. Any other questions or comments, Kevin?
Yeah, Mark. I just happened to step in and from cutting grass and cleaning up a little bit of my yard out here, and allergies is killing me. But other than that, no. I guess that'll be it. Tell Wendy we said hello and 73s, and we'll let you get back to the net.
Luck with the outdoor tasks, Kevin, and enjoy your evening. I'll let Wendy know you said hello. One last call for comments or check-ins before I close the net. KN4HTP will be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure that she would appreciate you coming along and checking in with her. I will be, just for everyone's notification, since I will be logging the net, log by electronic means, I had 47 check-ins, one piece of traffic, and a few humorous comments on the net tonight. Sorry if I'm a little dry. I'm kind of like the government, I guess. I have no sense of humor. So, anyway, come by tomorrow night, check in with my wife, Wendy. She's more humorous than I am, and I'm sure she will have a quality net for you all to listen to. Again, Wendy will be calling that tomorrow night. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night.
Contact Mark. Netlogger?
I'm using amateur one from N3FJP. When I started doing the net control, I wasn't familiar with much out there, so I just went out and found something on the internet and purchased it for like $30. However, for DJW, he has a net logger that he created that actually accesses the FCC database. I think you download the FCC database, and then his software will access that so that when you get either a name or part of a call sign, you're able to access the FCC database and pull some information out.
QSL. Yeah, no, I'm very familiar with that. That's why I was asking you. I asked you if I could start my own net, just a small net, just TriviaNet, which I do on HF. But, yeah, I was just curious if you guys were using NetLogger, because I did go on NetLogger, and, like, I don't see this frequency is not listed, but doesn't mean it can't happen in the future. All right, well, thank you so much, Mark, and you did a really great job running the net. And you and your family have a great evening, and I'm going to say 73 East to you and your family and everybody in the group, and I'm going to get out of here. You guys have a great night. KJ4REZ.
I think when I was first doing it, just as a last note, I just started with paper and pencil, and I think there's quite a few that do that. I bought the electronic thinking it would be helpful, so I didn't have to write down everybody's call sign, name, and location every time, but sometimes it's a little more cumbersome using the electronic logging. But anyway, good luck with your HFNet, and we will again say 7-3 and good night to everyone. W2MJB clear.
Good night, Mark.
Mark, 7-3 to you and your missus. And y'all have a great evening. KI4, KPQ, thank you for calling the net.
We're listening to the net. I did. I retired it when I moved here. It was actually, I think we had like, I don't know, 1,200 check-ins every day. But I got to do some research. I don't know the legalities. We may have to do it on Simplex. I'm going to start at Net and try to just liven this frequency up. It's becoming a thing of the past, and it's all because everybody's so dull. I mean, seriously. And it is with all good due respect. But I cannot believe how dull 2 meters has become in 30 years. It's like nobody wants to talk. They just want to check in, put their call sign in, and then they go watch TV. Well, you know what? It's like, why bother? And I know I'm ranting, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm just a psychopath or something. I don't know. It's like, KG4, is it?
KL4 KPQ. I tell you what, it works pretty good if you, wow. But, just throw your call sign in every now and then. Talk to you later, my friend. I gotta run. KL4 KPQ, good evening. And, that was a great net we had tonight.
Oh, it's awesome, Ned. And I'll say Cemetery's to you as well. But, yeah, there's always, I've been listening for a week now, over 2 weeks, and there's anywhere from 45 to 90 people checking in, but nobody wants to talk. I mean, the whole point of having the radio is to talk. During a major emergency, trust me, your 2 meter radio is going to be useless. So you need an HF rig for that type of communication. So I would think somebody that has 2 meters is like wanting to be on a CB, but get away from all the BS of a CB radio. I mean, I don't know. I've been doing this since 1974, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm going to check under the net and then just, I have met 2 people that I actually like. And, hey, we'll see where it leads. At this point, it really doesn't matter. KG4, all you said. Net controls, you guys are doing a great job. I'm going to say 73s, and I'm going to turn this off, so don't reply. KG4, REZ, 73s, bye.
4REZ, KN4RJM.
Go.
Bread there, brother.
Oh, is that what you mean, the cornbread thing?
I figure if cornbread stops up your arteries, it ought to slow the virus down, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't give a lot of credence to the virus, you know. That I had what I thought was the flu right before they said it was the virus. For all I know, I already had it. Regardless, anyhow, go ahead.
No.
Not a big deal. This whole thing was blown out of proportion. I mean, I think that, you know, I'm not even into it, but more people died last year from the flu.
And for DME, is the net done over, or are we just in right queue?
We can start in it if you'd like.
Boy, I feel privileged. Yeehaw. But anyway, this N4DME, Paul over here in Tycoe. Hopefully I'll make it into the repeater fine. I got my antenna pointed opposite way. But anyway, I just heard y'all in here cutting up, so I think I'd throw my 2.5 wooden nickels in here before somebody burn them. Or try to spin them. But anyway, the coronavirus thing has really got blown out, and it's a bunch of government corruption, cover-up, you know, whatever. But, you know, here's my thing with this corona crap. You know, if we're all homebound, you know, shelter in place, stay at home, then why does people keep coming up with it? If we're all at home doing what we're supposed to be doing, then how does people keep coming up with it, number one? Number two, the truth of the matter is, over the last 3 years, if any third party does an investigation into our corruption in government, they'll find this out. Is that over the course of 3 years, this Corona-19 virus was embedded into the flu shot. So that's why so many people have it, because they took the flu shot in which this was embedded around the world as a government-controlled population shot, so to speak. But that's just my two cents.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I have to go 10-100, and I'll be back. And you are on to something. You're a little bit off track as far as I'm concerned. Not that you're not correct, just as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, there's just a lot of BS going on. I mean, I think last year, like 200,000 people died from the flu. Remember the flu was a virus 40 years ago? And then in the 70s, I think it was under President Ford, everybody, mandatory vaccines. The government doesn't have the authority to do that, but they have the guns and the weapons, and the American people are a bunch of sissies now, and they say, okay, give me the vaccines. More people died from the vaccine than from the common flu, so then they said, oh, we better stop doing this. You guys got to look at your history and look what happened, and I mean, I'm only like, I'm not even 60 yet, but I'm close. And most of you guys out there, we're all in the same age, plus or minus 20 years. I mean, remember all that stuff that happened? You can't believe half the crap that you see on the TV. And it's just, it's mind-boggling that the people, oh my God, you don't have a mask on. You know what? Bite my butt. No, I don't have a mask on. Because I'm not going to get sick. And it's just crazy. I don't know. And the media overhypes all this stuff, and you got the liberals that are like with their hair on fire. We should all stay home for the next 7 years and get $2,000 a month handouts from the government. You know, it's just crazy. Because of all this BS, I lost my job. I'm not eligible for unemployment. I don't get anything, nothing. I'm living off my savings. I'm hoping this all clears up. I truly am. Not just for me financially, just for the rest of the world. But it's just so blown out of proportion. And I know I'm on a rant and a rave, and I'm trying to be polite. Remember the Ebola virus that came into the States under Obama and a bunch of other, the SARS, N1, 9-1, all that other stuff killed more people, but yet we're locked down under basically a flu virus. It's basically what it is, unless you have underlying conditions. And now anybody with underlying conditions who dies, they're just saying corona. I mean, it's all political. It's just a big, stupid stunt. That is why I have it for my rant rave, because that's the way I feel. And if you do your homework, you'll see this whole thing is just a big cluster F. It really is. And we need to open the economy and go back to work like yesterday. That's all I'm saying. I am a Republican, well, sort of, but I just want to work, man. I don't want to freeload. I just want to go to work.
You go, boy. Well, I don't know where to say I'm a Republican or Democrat, which I'm neither. Freaking out here doing, being a slave digger. Living the American dream. Ha ha. But anyway, you gotta have a sense of humor. If you don't have a sense of humor, this stuff gets to you pretty bad. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I know there's somebody else out there wanting to get in, too, so I'll let this be my final. But, you know, we need to go back to teaching our kids and our grandkids what a garden is. You know, most kids today, you know, between their 30s or less, All they know is what a drive-thru is. They don't know what planting seeds, hoeing a garden, planting a garden, picking peas, shelling peas, stripping corn, you know, all that kind of stuff. They don't know what a garden is and all the hard work involved. They just think, gimme, gimme, gimme. But that's what we need to get back to, is the basics of the principle of human life. And the world will be a lot better instead of just gimme, gimme, gimme. But anyway, you know, and then you got all this Corona 19 stuff going on, and all you hear is, you know, let's help our first responders and law enforcement and all this stuff. If people knew how crooked their law enforcement was, they wouldn't help them either, with all the corruption in law enforcement. Everybody, y'all have a good one.
I am so with you on that one, buddy. I am. And a lot of people were trying to keep on top of you. They didn't achieve their goal. But we're going to get a good conversation going. And you know what? That's what radio is about. Everybody get out here and voice their opinion in a very polite and courteous way. And, you know, this is the kind of conversations I like. And, yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're off balance on a couple things, but not very much. I mean, as far as I'm concerned. But somebody else might want to weigh in, so I'm going to let somebody else pick it up. KJ4, I'll use it.